Afternoon, including John Walsh from Belfast Legal Services, whom you can see on the screen, who's joining us for this meeting this afternoon. Thank you, John. Hopefully everybody can hear me clearly. I've no doubt you can. Everyone should ensure their mobile phones are turned off or switched to silent, and the use of mobile devices for recording is not permitted. I would remind members of their obligations under the Councillor's Code of Conduct to declare any financial or significant non-financial interests which they have in any item of business before the committee today. If you have such an interest, please either declare it now or immediately before the item itself, stating the item of business it relates to. Having declared an interest, members should leave the meeting for the duration of the discussion on that item and should not take part in the vote. You'll be invited back to join the meeting once the discussion on this item has ended. We are a one-item agenda today, so I'm assuming that's not going to be the case. The proceedings of the meeting will be audio and video recorded, except where Council is considering any exempt matters. The recording equipment is linked to the microphone system on the computer, so please ensure your microphone is switched on before speaking. Members are reminded that they are personally responsible for any comments they make at the meeting. The following item is deemed to be restricted under paragraph 3 of part 1 of Schedule 6 of the Local Government Act, Northern Ireland 2014. Information relating to the financial or business affairs of any particular person, including the council holding that information and the public, may by resolution be excluded during these items of business. I'd like to call for a proposer and seconder to go into closed business.
Proposed.
Proposed.
Seconded.
Councillor McAteer. Thank you. Okay, members, as you're aware, before coming to close business. So I also need, thanks, Drina, I also need a proposer and seconder for these recommendations. Councillor Casey, Councillor Lewis, again, thank you very much. Okay, so whilst in closed session, are we okay to go ahead, Louise?
Yeah.
Sarah? Whilst in closed business, the following was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Murphy, Casey, seconded by Councillor Lewis. The following was agreed. First of all, to note the report of ASM Governance Review, Newry City Centre Regeneration Programme. Number two, to note the legal advices provided to the committee. Number three, to report the conclusions of the report as outlined in section 6 to the SPNR committee, subject to any redactions considered necessary by officers, together with the recommendations contained within the report. Number four, officers to consider further any updates required to the governance statement contained in the draft statement of accounts and bring the necessary revisions to the next audit committee meeting. Number five, officers to consider further any steps to be taken in accordance with council's anti-fraud policy. And number six, officers to consider further any additional measures required in the furtherance of member/officer relations to enhance governance and bring proposals to a future meeting of the audit committee. And number seven, all members are reminded of confidentiality of the report and their responsibilities in this regard, including their responsibilities under the Code of Conduct. Okay, thank you, members. That brings us to the conclusion of the meeting. Thank you and safe home.
Thank you. Just take your report before we go.
Oh, yes.
Thank you very much, John.